Welcome back to Midday Magazine, everyone. 3:30 on your clock, and you have your host, James J., here behind the microphone. I am going to talk right now with one of our favorite people, Mr. Rock Larson, Wood County Veteran Services Officer. Rock, good afternoon. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon.
How have you been?
Busy, but always room for more.
Appreciate that. And for the audience to know, this was a bit of a last-second joining of us, so I appreciate you doing that, Rock. Thanks for joining us.
It's nice to pinch hit because I'm passionate about what I do, and you never get the word out enough.
And speaking of which, you and I in our pregame were just touching on this, the toxic exposure and so many of the layers to that. And I want to start right there, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, to give the background, in last August, Congress and then the President signed into law the Staff Sergeant Robinson, blah, 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 blah. Comes down to the PACT Act, which is keeping their promise to address toxic exposures that our service members have been exposed to. And it's just, it was actually a whole bunch of bills rolled into one big, not quite omnibus, but just whatever their terminology is in the middle. So it covers things for all the people who serve kind of in the Southwest Asia, Persian Gulf, North Africa, there's a whole list of things, and it talks about burn pits and multi-symptom. If you remember back during the first Gulf War in the 90s, veterans were saying, hey, all these weird things happening to us, and we've got Gulf War syndrome, and there wasn't any evidence of that because no one was really fully collecting that data. They were just saying, we don't know what's going on, but it's not due to this because we don't know. But now, 30 years later, there's some data, and there's some stuff going on. And it's not tasted this long, but to put more of it in law, it is now. And part of that law is researching and coming up with I don't want to say milestones or a process that the VA
benchmarks
that the VA is required to go through and review what they're seeing, and they've got toxic risk exposures, and veterans are can be seen at the VA just to kind of examine were they exposed and what, and is anything going on, and then to keep tracking that as they go through their VA healthcare.
Right.
So that's part of it for Southwest Asia, and it's it added all these places, and I'm going to try to. You don't really need to remember them, but if you were there, type thing. Persian Gulf veterans to include Afghanistan, Israel, Egypt, Turkey, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Oman, Gulf of Oman, the Persian Gulf, the Arabian Sea, the Red Sea, and the airspace above all those. And that's just for the multi-symptom, undiagnosed. It's weird stuff going on, and we can't quite figure out where it's coming from. It's different than, you've got gastrointestinal problems, but it's due to this ulcer. That's diagnosed.
Right.
But you've got something going on. You've got chronic diarrhea or swinging from constipation to diarrhea back and forth. So that's some of those things there. Then it goes in, some of the symptoms of the multi-symptom are fatigue, unexplained rashes, headaches, muscle pain, joint pain, neurological signs and symptoms, neurophysiological signs or symptoms, symptoms involve upper and lower respiratory, sleep disturbance, gastrointestinal signs or symptoms, cardiovascular signs or symptoms, abnormal weight loss and menstrual disorders. I mean, these are just some of the... So almost anything. If you got something going on and we can't quite explain it, well, maybe it's service connectable, And by service connectable means it's caused by your service, and the VA is supposed to then compensate you for that disability and kind of how it affects the fact of your ability to work. I mean, if you have constant diarrhea and have to be near a bathroom, that limits what you can do work-wise and things like that. So that's the theory. Then there's the burn pit exposure, which has a whole nother, you know, list of places similar: Bahrain, Iraq, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, United Arab Emirates, Afghanistan, Djibouti, Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Yemen, Uzbekistan, and other countries that will be determined by the Secretary of the VA. Who incidentally was in Wisconsin last week at a CVSO conference, a national conference that we hosted. But now this burn pit that, you know, is not the same as I was in Vietnam, and I wasn't, but I mean, the veteran says, I was in Vietnam and we used to burn stuff. Well, what they're burning then mostly was not the same stuff that they're burning today. Whether or not that may or may not come in the future, we don't know, but these are two different things. And the presumptive service connections on those are all sorts of types of cancers. I'm not going to list them all, but I mean, there's just a ton.
It would probably take less time to not include them, the ones that aren't included.
Pancreatic cancer, which is unfortunately a horrendous illness that usually by the time you have the symptoms and they figure out what's going on, it's already metastasized and you're screwed.
if I have this right, if it's not number one, it's the number two cause, a male cause for males when it comes to cancer. It's the most highest death rate.
Because you just can't, mostly because it doesn't affect something that you become, I got this.
I walk it off. That's what we do as guys. We walk it off,
By the time, this is something, it's already a big something.
Well, and unfortunately, there's also the testing that can be done, and a lot of men are shy away from that test. They don't want to have the test or whatever. Get the test. Get the test.
So I think you might be thinking prostate cancer.
I'm thinking of prostate. You're absolutely right. I apologize.
Animal,
but either way, still get the prostate test.
Right.
Yeah.
Then they go on to other things like asthma or COPD. And these are constrictive bronchiolitis or emphysema, granulomatous disease, which I have to look up every time. And it's some lung type respiratory blood. And I actually have a young lady who that shows up on her medical record. So we're going to be working that with her. By young, I'm old. So lots
yeah,
of people,
I know. I hear you.
She might be in her 30s or 40s. I can't remember. Yeah. But pleuritis, interstellar lung disease, pulmonary fibrosis, chronic sinusitis. I mean, so chronic rhinitis, geoblastomas. So there's a whole bunch of things. Now, it's not just the veteran, unfortunately. It's the surviving spouses. I mean, right when this bill was signed in August, and they're figuring out all the rules and how they're going to do that, and they started January, they were going to start working these things. During that time frame, we've had two veterans pass away, both with children in college and high school, and that's just that we know of, and I knew them, and they were on my radar screen, and they're getting benefits now. In fact, education benefits for the two, the surviving spouse. One of them was in just this morning. So if somebody passed away even years ago, that serve there and they have surviving family members that might be entitled to benefits, we want them to call us. Wood County veteran, go to Wood County Veterans Office, Google it, Wisconsin CVSO, Google it. You can find us. We don't hide. We may not call you back right away because if I'm with somebody, I can't really pick up the phone because then I lose track of what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so yeah. Leave a message. It may take a day or two. We will get back to you. So those are the things on the Southwest Asia, that area, since basically 1990 when mm-hmm. we went into the Gulf War. Then other things that were included and hugely major, and we haven't seen a lot of activity on this yet, is they finally admitted that, yeah, we used Agent Orange other than just Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah.
So Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, Guam, American Samoa, Johnson Atoll, or ships that put into those places are... They're not looking for me.
Today. No, me neither. It's not for me. For once, it's not for me, everybody.
So, I don't know if they...
I don't know if you guys picked up the sirens or not. But Rock and I are staying here. They're not picking us up.
So they added these locations along with Vietnam and along with the ships that were in the continental waters of Vietnam.
Yeah.
And also, you know, once again, the widows... Mm-hmm. of those veterans may be eligible for benefits if they died, widowers,
right.
either way,
right.
Type thing. So these are presumptive illnesses. If you were there and you have it, it's presumed you got it from being there.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Saudi Arabian thing. And in that they added one disability, hypertension. Mm-hmm. But they've all these other ones that were on the Agent Orange list before. Lots of cancers, type 2 diabetes. Bladder cancer was recently added last year. Hypothyroidism. Ischemic heart disease, which is heart disease that, you know, like coronary artery disease, mm-hmm. if you had a stent put in or if you had a heart attack. It's what limits the... blood flowing into the heart itself, which mm-hmm. then damages the heart further. Even though all of us in Wisconsin probably have some sort of coronary artery disease because mm-hmm. we eat like Wisconsinites.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Veterans exposed to Agent Orange have a higher susceptibility to it. So they are granting those service connections. And they can run anywhere from the cause of death for the veteran mm-hmm. through to just, you know, yep, 0% is really not bothering you now, but we own it. And if I had a guy the other day is telling you, know, 0% now, 20 years from now, it's like you go in and you crack a cup at the store, you own it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cup may still hold water,
mm-hmm.
but you own it.
You own it.
After you use it and run it through the dishwasher, mm-hmm. for 10 years, that crack opens up and it's no longer. And that's kind of the analogy for if you get a rating today, whether it's 0 or 10, 20, 30, mm-hmm. 40%, whatever, all the way up to 100, doesn't mean that as you get older that that won't change.
Right.
Or have, maybe if we're lucky, they figure out some way to treat that and you get better, but then we just don't tell them.
yeah,
my job
yeah.
is only to get you the benefit,
yeah,
not to
yeah.
take the benefit away from you.
Right, right. Which is I'll come back to this yeah. a little bit later, but part of what I love about you, what you do in your position, Rock.
Yeah. It's part of what we're described. We'll kind of hit on that. You know, really
yeah.
is we're we work through many organizations, the Legion, VFW, Disabled American Veterans, the Wisconsin Department, and part of their training is, you know, your job is not to lie to the VA,
uh-huh.
but your job is to only present, you know, if the VA makes an error, it's not my job to point out their error if it hurts the veteran.
Right, right.
It's my job to point out the error if they miss something and it should be greater.
Right, right.
Should appeal it or whatever, but we're not the narcs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
But we do often advise people, no, our opinion is, and we'll even have them sign a statement that we said, this could go down. It is
mm-hmm.
not our recommendation that you ask to have this relooked at.
Yeah.
And we read tons of medical records and research studies and all that to try to put, you know, to give an informed
more data
claim and explain it to that veteran who may or may not, and we do this every day.
Right.
All day. So back to the PACT Act stuff. There's there's some atomic veteran stuff they added a couple places that were, they're admitting, yeah, if you were there, you were exposed to radiation. And mostly those are numerous cancers that are caused by that. Unfortunately, one of the big locations, Iwatak Atoll, okay, I'm butchering the spelling. It's, it's an island that we did nuclear tests on.
Yeah.
And then in the Marshall Islands, I believe. And then we went and sent people in the 70s to try to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
And they put all the sand and contaminated dirt, capped it off. Well, and we had a veteran in the local area who had all sorts of illnesses. And we fought and fought and lost and lost and lost. And he passed away last year before this act was enacted. I mean, so it's a shame. And he didn't have any surviving family members that were eligible for benefits. So, but it was truly heartbreaking that he didn't get the validation that we as a country owned up to. Yeah, you know, we own this and we screwed. Your life has been the way it is because you are serving us. They also added two nuclear response sites, Thule, Greenland, and Palomares, Spain, which had nuclear weapon accidents, planes went down and whatever. Other than that, of course, anyone that was involved in the radiation testing in Nevada or on some of these ships outside of where they did the tests in the Pacific, they would be could be eligible. And the last on the list right now so far is Camp Lejeune. They've got a presumptive list, which is, this is different than that Camp Lejeune Justice Act, which was part of this. But that's a lawsuit against the federal government, and you need to get an attorney, and it's and you need to be careful on what attorney you get, because everyone, you know, some are ambulance chasers, some are wonderful. You know, as a joke once said, you know, 99% of the bad lawyers ruin it for the 1% that are good.
I've heard that. Got quite a few attorneys on my mom's side. I think I've heard that one from one or two of them.
So be very careful if you go down that road, but we can't really recommend. You know, we don't know, because they have to, one, be able to practice law in wherever Camp Lejeune is, North Carolina or South Carolina. It's one of those. But that is also then, that lawsuit might be the only way for family members or DOD and non-DOD employees. By non-DOD, I mean you could have been working at the Burger King on base.
Right.
And you drank the water and you're exposed. And so that lawsuit is a way of remedy for those people and for family members, children or spouses that lived in base housing and what have you. But I have enough with the VA law, the big book on my desk as well. People can't see it. I'm holding my hands up and measuring. It's about four inches thick.
Like about War and Peace we're talking about.
And small print.
So
what are your questions?
Yeah, regarding the PACT Act, Rock. So first off, thank you for that. Thank you for that breakdown. Yeah. Really appreciate it. I think a lot of us were informed by some things that, even if we've read up on the PACT law, were either new to us or relearned. John Stewart has done some amazing work bringing exposure and bringing attention to burn pits, to a lot of the issues that have come from that. I know that for myself, growing up, my Uncle Tim struggled with many health issues, and we came to find out later that it was because of Agent Orange when he served during Vietnam. My grandfathers, both Marines, and certain health issues with them and through the years. And I'm not alone. Obviously, almost every person out there listening has some connection to a military member if they themselves did not serve. We can get a little personal on this stuff. We can get a little passionate about it. And as I was telling you in our pregame, Rock, part of what I respect and appreciate so much about you is you've got that same passion, that you see the same things we do, but you are able to see a full picture here. And see the complete picture that I and many of us get little tunnel vision on, and we're just rah, 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 you know, and, you know, getting angry or whatever, when that doesn't get anything done. We need the clear headedness. In your opinion, and from your perspective, is the I don't want to ask if the PACT Act is doing enough, but is it doing so much of the work that we need to be done? There's always going to be more that we can do for our veterans.
It laid out things the VA has to do. It has to do some studies. Mm-hmm. It's got to do report in the Federal Register. And people go, yeah. I read the Federal Register, the veterans portion, not the whole thing, but every morning, Tuesday through Saturday, because it's always published at the end of the day, so Friday nights gets Saturday morning. Mm. Every day I look at what the VA's thinking about doing. And the Federal Register's where they publish what the changes and what they publish changes that are going into effect, but they also publish comment areas and things like that. So it keeps me up on what's going on. Are they doing enough? No, but guess what? We can't do enough.
Right.
Not just for veterans, but for everybody.
Right.
Bottom line is, and I was our state legislative chairman, and I've written things to Congress. I've been involved in Senator Cole's interview on a whole nother pension program the VA had, where he's in there in a hearing reading my statement. Of course, not plagiarize it, because it was, him saying it. He didn't say Rock Larson from Wood County, Wisconsin said this. But so you can never do enough, but everything comes with a price tag.
Right.
The bottom line is they have to balance. And it's a fight, and it's a struggle, and democracy is about compromise.
Yep.
If somebody had the misfortune of listening to one of my veterans or Memorial Day speeches the last year and a half or so, I've been doing a lot about the Constitution, and everyone has a right to their point of view, and compromise is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told, I'm trying to remember, Representative Duffy when he was in office, and they had the last time they were the debt ceiling and they weren't going to pass the budget and this and that. And I said, hey, we didn't send you to Washington to shut down the government.
Yeah.
And yes, you were elected on your principles, but you govern by compromise.
Right. Right.
So getting all that about, and yes, some people are way on this end and way on that end, but the bottom line is everyone has their right to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a pretty good tax bill I pay, but I can't really complain because I'm paid. My military retirement pay comes out of the federal government. Mm-hmm. My county pay comes out of, property tax. So I get it. A lot of good's done with that tax money, but it's not, as I often tell people that are coming in looking for stuff, there's not a bag of money in the corner that you just reach in and take what you need, come back tomorrow when you need more.
Yeah.
So it's a balance, and it's a give and take. So, yep, they're doing it. But the PACT Act, what really is neat about it is it sets things up and tells them to collect all this data, then what to do with that data, and, oh, by the way, send us a report every other year or whatever, every year. I don't know. I can't remember. I read the dang thing four times. And still new stuff in it. It's a lot of pages, and it's on my desk if you in my credenza in a stack, and I can almost find it. So if you really want to see a copy, I mean, I've got it. But, no, it's progress.
Yes, and I think that's what we're looking for.
And as I tell veterans and my children, nobody said it was going to be fair.
Right.
We just have to try to work within the system, try to make it more fair. It is what it is.
The fact that, certainly doing something just to do something isn't what we're looking for here. But we're looking for what the word I think that you use is so perfect for this progress, and having some perspective with that progress. Having some understanding that, as you said, and we all feel we can always do more, but it's a big world. There's a lot of issues and a lot of different things involving our military, whether it's people serving currently or people who have served. There's a lot of bases to cover here, and having that perspective is going into this. I appreciate the passion of people. I'm sure that our lawmakers appreciate it, too. It's how we figure out what to get done. But you also have to have some perspective with that, too, and understand that we got a lot here to cover. And most of it, we're building the ship as we're sailing on it. Like most things in society right now, that's how it is. We've got to roll with that. We all got to understand we're all on the same page here. And I would like to think the majority of, if not all of us, are on the same page of wanting to take care of our vets and wanting to do right by them.
Right. That is one of the things that's quote unquote nonpartisan.
Yes. We'll see how much it is.
You know, there's still, some partisanship in there. But, you know, our job is to work within that. You mentioned earlier that, you know, you say that I see both sides. And I may not agree with both sides, but I see both sides. I understand both sides. I want to get across, veterans, if you're having an issue with any part of the VA, that's where we come in. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got special numbers to call. We know people.
Yeah.
And we can get through it, because in the middle of you trying to solve your issue, you're getting excited about your issue.
Yeah.
And we kind of get excited about it, but it's not our issue, and we can take and not get emotional in while we try to get to the solution. Whereas you get frustrated. We get frustrated, but we don't have emotional ownership. Right. We just have, let's try to figure out what's going on and how can we make this better, or hopefully make it better, or if not, explain it satisfactorily to the veteran that, this is one of those nobody said it was going to be fair things. Which is not a flippant answer.
No, but
to try to get, you know, why it's not, you know.
Yeah. Rock, always appreciate not only the time with us, but you and your team over there, everything you do for our vets, for you do for our community. Appreciate you.
Lita says hi, by the way.
Please tell her hi for me. I haven't seen her in too long. Please tell her hi for me. You can get in touch with Rock and find out more, and we greatly encourage you to do that. If you have questions or concerns, reach out to Rock, reach out to the team over there at the Wood County Veterans Services. You can find out more by going to woodcountywi.gov. That's woodcountywi.gov. And also by calling the Veterans Services office at 715-421-8420. That's 421-8420. Thanks again for the time, Rock.
Boy, it sort of flew by, didn't it?
It did, didn't it? We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.